On campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
So, you've been here for a fortnight now, and undoubtedly you've stumbled your way back to your room, experienced your first Baywatch, and still can't find your way around the Trent building.
You've spent half your student loan on 17 society sign-ups, lost all dignity with your new crush down the hall, and are probably already sick of potatoes.
You might even have heard about a little thing called URN. We're your student radio station, and we've been all over Freshers.
Not like that.
And Welcome Week, delivering you the best audio aid to your first tentative steps away from your mum.
From hamster races...
Go! And slowly off, Roxy's taking a quick lead into the second half of the race.
To pretending to be Freshers...
Do you know Barbados?
Oh, no, not at all.
You name it, we've done it.
But in true Welcome Week fashion, it didn't all go smoothly. I'm Nick.
I'm Nick as well.
I'm Gabby, and this... is Feeling Not So Fresh, the only place to hear the bloopers, mistakes, and general chaos that was your Freshers experience.
I am so apprehensive about this.
No need to worry, Callum. In the next 45 minutes, we'll guide you through our stories from Welcome Week, including James getting down with the kids from Sutton Bonington.
Look at me knowing all this farmer slang.
Realising there's a good reason he can't find URN in a Latin dictionary.
Guys, we've realised that mistakes are looking the last. Dictionary because there are no U's in the Latin language.
And Nick's epiphany of how racket sports work.
The original game was called Library Tennis.
Yeah.
But you sort of need someone else to play tennis with. As previously mentioned, we do only have 45 minutes and a ton of stuff to get through.
Right, I'm going to go to a song and when we come back, I'm going to have a spade to dig my grave. This is No Money by Galantis.
No time for Galantis, Callum. We need to get cracking.
Oh, okay, sweet. I can do that.
It all started before you guys even got here, as URN brought you expert advice about your new home. The Guide 2 series went out without a hitch, but naturally, it wasn't the smoothest of roads to the final product.
I'm really enthusiastic. Look,
yeah, enthusiasm. Good one, Kate.
But there's also a whole variety of things to do to make sure that you're... Oh, damn. But there's also a whole variety of things to do to make sure that you're not bored on those inevitable...
In the next couple of months, you might find yourself invited to a student... Sorry. In the next couple... Okay.
Fancy a trip to the pub? Head down to the Ye Olde Trip to... Fancy a trip to the pub? Head down to the Ye Olde Trip in the city. Fancy a trip to the pub? Head down to the Ye Olde Trip in the city.
Fancy a trip to the pub? Head down to the Ye Olde Trip in the city. And get boozed.
Fancy a trip to the pub? Head down to the Ye Olde Trip in the city. Okay,
sounds
as well.
A little bit more excited.
Say it like you might fancy
say it,
going.
Say it like you do fancy a trip to the pub.
Say it like you've just terrorised the.
Fancy a trip to the pub? Better.
He's not happy with it.
What now?
I'm just gonna finish my line.
What's he even doing?
Fancy a trip to the pub?
I'm liking the energy.
Yes.
Fancy a trip to the pub?
Head down to the.
Fancy a trip to the pub?
That was perfect.
Oh, I love that. That was perfect.
And it's also a pound if you have a mango card.
Pound.
It's also a pound if you have a mango card.
Do that!
For the tram, you mag.
You get it all the way to the landing.
We also caught up with a bird.
A bull Hartman.
Abel. We also caught up with a bull Abel. There's a huge variety.
Sorry, I yawned through that. The student networks offer a diverse range of groups to get involved in, supported by an enthusiastic.
Whether it's Shakespeare or a detective noir setting. Luckily, there are some more casual societies where you can just turn up and have a go. Jumping for goalposts and rec run are just some of the examples of this. Luckily, there are some more casual societies where you can just turn up and have a go. Jumping for goalposts... Oh, no! For f***ing sake!
Jumping.
I've got
it left. Well, just stand up there, the goalposts.
I can't get... Right, okay, ready?
Sorry. We can't... You're right. I had a yawn. We can't deliver.
All the societies are run by people passionate about delivering the best student experience possible. Here's Nick Clay to tell you. Here's Sam Barker to tell you about History Sock.
We also tried to get an interview with Jonathan Graydon from Hide and Sock, but we couldn't find him anywhere.
And what does...
A multi-award-winning student radio run rate...
Okay, some of the more rural areas, or even a different country, you'll still find out that Nottingham... No, got it wrong, sorry. Whether you're coming from one of the big cities in the UK, some of the more rural areas, or even a different country, you're still...
Hi, Harry. How much are you enjoying editing this right now? In the next couple of months, you might find yourself invited to a student house party. One must always dress to impress at a student house party. In the next couple of months... It's got a couple of sandwiches and takeaways if you're feeling peckish. As well as... Sorry.
Scold me.
Or if you're really lucky, you'll be at Dunkirk. Okay.
Even if you may not make it... Even if you may not make it home.
Bin Laden.
There's more than enough bars in the good old fat. Oh, for f- sake. There's more than enough bars to make a good fashion. We also caught up with Abel Hartman, SU Communities Officer, to. Oh, what was the thing?
That was it.
Oh.
By an enthusiastic student body and hundreds of. Oh, f- but this doesn't mean. Oh, f-
URN tracked down a couple of society members. Here's. Oh, who is it?
Sambar. Within reason. Lol.
That's such an awful line.
Oh, that'll do. Yeah. Okay. Nah, it's the last one. I don't give a.
Okay then. Well, are we on? We are.
Yes, Katie, we are on. Before she rudely interrupted us, the sentiments of Matt summed up how we were all feeling at the end of week zero. But then all of you lovely freshers rolled up in your parents' cars, ready for the next 3 years of Jaeger bombs and missed lectures. And we just couldn't resist sending our very own Jack Butler, disguised as a fresher, down to halls to mess with you all. Okay, so, your first challenge.
Right.
As there's not a lot of freshers around,
yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to send you to one of those welcome mentors.
Right.
What I want you to do is start a conversation.
Yeah.
And then what I want you to do is just continually, once you get around to the subject, continually ask them where they're from.
It's going to be so tragic.
Just like the same person.
Yeah, same person.
Again and again.
Yep.
Should we do an example?
Absolutely.
Do you think I'm so dumb or just so weird?
That's the plan.
Mate, you agreed to do it.
You said the line was, if we cross the line where you're crying, then that's too far. I don't think this will make you cry.
Okay, should I give it? Oh, this is going to be so awkward.
Yeah.
So weird. Okay, should I give it a go?
Give it a go. Walk
go
over.
It, mate.
Start to walk over now and have a conversation.
All right.
I'm so excited.
I feel so bad for him.
Oh, mate.
Hi there, you all right?
Yeah. Do you know where you're going?
Yeah, I'm fine at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're able then?
Yeah, I'm all good, yeah.
Oh, cool.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, Jack.
Jack. Okay.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, what about you?
Tom.
Cool. Nice. Where are you from?
I'm from Barbados.
Where's that?
Barbados.
Oh, really? Where in Barbados?
Where on the west coast.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts?
You know Barbados.
Oh, where's that?
It's like by Holdersville. Yeah, I don't know if you know that. It's
like really... Where exactly?
I'm trying to think of like nearby hotels. Daffy's restaurant. Close to like...
Do you know Barbados?
Oh, no, not at all.
That's such a place in my restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering, like, just where and exactly in Barbados.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, it's on the west coast, Barbados is America.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it's
so, like, where is it? Like,
near? Oh, in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, where in the world?
Small island in the Caribbean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, where's the Caribbean?
Where's the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Are you being...
No, honestly, where's... I've never heard of
the Caribbean. Like,
Caribbean.
Like North America.
Oh, so, are the pirates there?
No. Oh, no. Maybe years ago, but
yeah.
No, not right now.
Okay, right, mate. So where exactly is it?
Walk away, mate. Wrap it up.
Quick, think of an excuse to leave. Just go.
All right, okay. I'll go talk to my mom quickly, but I'll be back. All right, see in a bit.
Mate, that was unbelievable.
That was great.
Unbelievable.
That was so funny.
Are you running away?
I think you've deserved it.
Yes.
Jack showing some unbelievable composure there.
He definitely drew the short straw on that one.
I mean, it could be worse. He could have been forced to put a welcome rep on the phone to his mum.
Look at him. He's not someone who's going to make friends. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Absolutely brutal parenting from Ella.
These undercover tasks really do take their toll on people, though.
As proven by our undercover mentor, Callum, who appeared to talk to himself on the way to one of his challenges.
You're wearing a different t-shirt to us. Why are you wearing a different t-shirt? Oh, no reason.
At least he didn't disturb anyone whilst he was doing it, though.
Right, and there seem to be people knocking about in the big lecture room on C floor.
Okay.
So I'm just heading in there to see what the situation is.
Nice.
Oh, there seems to be a meeting. I should leave.
Bless him. He was probably just a little overworked.
He wasn't the only one who was feeling the effects of a long and tiring week.
John Newman and Sigala. Power couple with Give Me Your Life. I thought we were leaving that one out.
Well, you thought wrong.
Whilst we're on the subject of you being incompetent...
So you're all moving into freshers. You're moving into freshers? No, you're not. You're moving into whores as freshers. We'll put MadCon by... We'll put Don't Worry, that's by MadCon. We'll put that one on. We'll try and catch up with the Marathon Bingo people as well before... God. Sorry, I'm eating on air and it's not working out so well. Welcome back. That was Zayn Malik. So, if you want to get involved on the web text, yeah, I know.
Wait, what was that?
It's an early start, guys.
Mate, that was tragic.
It's an early start.
Was it Zayn Malik by Zayn Malik?
Or was it
two Zayn Malik's a duet?
So good they named him twice. Come and say hello to your own URN while you're there. All of the Soc Olympic candidates, contestants, people. That's right. If you want to be in with it, your chance to win a bus pass from NCT, URN bundle, like and share on Facebook. Like and share our bundle on Facebook to win an NCT bus pass and two Fifth Harmony tickets. Go on. Hi, you're listening to... Oh, God. Sorry. Make sure to tweet us on the web text.
How are you still allowed on radio after all of that?
I don't know. But in all fairness, I wasn't the only one to have a few technical difficulties.
Come say hello. That didn't play. Well, I'm not very good at technology. Fixed it. Music now.
He's one of our heads of station as well. What kind of leader does he think he is?
Just for audio description purposes, I'm wearing a gilet with my name on it. That's the level of person I am.
Well, our other head of station, James Perkins, isn't exactly the most professional of people either.
For some reason, I'm in this picture in his storage cupboard wearing a crop top.
Sounds like he knows how to have a good time. Hang on, Gabby, didn't you find that out firsthand?
So now they're taking up, Perkins and Gabby are taking up the wheelbarrow position.
I know for a fact that Gabby enjoyed it. But unfortunately, here's what Perkins had to say about it afterwards.
Textbook Perkins mistake.
Really? That's not what he told me.
How did you find that event, guys?
It was alright.
You guys suck so much.
Bit of a slap in the face for that, isn't it, really?
You should know by now, though, that the only thing Perkins has genuine affection for is his pet hamster, Roxy, who also had her part to play during Welcome Week.
That's right. She went head-to-head with Joe's hamster, Skepta, in a race to see who owned the most athletic pet.
3, 2, 1, go! And slowly off, Roxy's taken a quick lead into the second half of the race. Roxy's on her way, she's gone to the end, it's almost a no contest. Roxy's reached the end, and Roxy has won the URN hamster race for 2016 for Welcome Fair. Skepta, he's just having a little nibble halfway along the track, actually. He doesn't look like he's too bothered about racing. Joe, I'll be honest, mate, I don't think he's got a future in the hamster racing game.
Yeah, I think
agility was definitely on the side of Roxy going into this race. Size of the hamster was obviously a negative factor in the competition. So Roxy wins the URN hamster race with odds of 11 to 10. So congratulations if you put any money on Roxy. We'll be paying out on that later. I think the right hamster won today. She is adorable, energetic and long, but she does have doping allegations against her name, apparently. So look forward to the Hamster Olympics potentially later on in the year, depending on how traumatised they've been by this particular event.
That was during the Welcome Fair, where we broadcasted live from upstairs in Portland.
Now, some of you are lucky enough to win a heap of prizes from us, despite some members of radio not knowing what on earth is going on.
If you like that, you can enter a prize, a competition.
Competition.
As well as other members getting far too into it, such as Harry.
I could do with a bus pass. That would be massively handy. I'd like dinner for two at Frankie and Benny's. That's something I'd be interested in. I like milkshakes. I'd want a free freak shake at Mooch.
And Katie.
I'm going to give a prize to whoever gets a...
Okay, good.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to win. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Some of you even stuck around long enough to claim your prizes, despite stuff like this going on.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Fella, you are so far out.
And to be honest, even when you did win something, it wasn't always plain sailing.
I reckon we can do this one.
Okay, who wants to go first? You or me?
You can go first.
Okay, I'm going to try and guess your course. Psychology.
Oh my God! She's won it! You've won yourself a freak shake from Mooch. How are you feeling?
I can't actually have milk, so...
Oh! Well, would you like it anyway? That is an absolute shame. We'll see if we can kind of change the prize, because that's not really fair. I feel like we feel a bit bad. We should get her something else from Mooch.
Would you like a...
We'll give you a flyer as well. Okay. We're going to get you... See if we can get you something else to replace a replacement meal. But we've done it. Gabby has correctly guessed psychology, the course. How are you feeling? You feeling good?
I don't really know what to say right now.
Eventually, we did give a milkshake away. Although, this particular fresher didn't seem to want to push the boat out too much.
What dessert do you think you'll get? What flavour milkshake?
I don't know, vanilla or something like that.
Vanilla, the most interesting of milkshakes for James here. He's gone out, really thought out of the box there with vanilla, as James.
These weren't the only freshers who found it a bit daunting to get to grips with URN. One fresher gave away a little bit too much information about a particularly frisky night in Ocean.
What's the most embarrassing thing that you've done while at an Ocean night?
I kissed a girl once, that was pretty embarrassing.
Wow. Stop the press, guys. That's pretty embarrassing stuff.
And then this girl clearly spends more time following internet memes than the world news.
Corny, if you could say one thing to the late Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, what would you say to him and why?
Rock City's fantastic, and because we're giving away free stuff.
But he's dead.
Oh. Rest in peace, Harambe.
That was the gilet-wearing Matt again, whose interview style at Welcome Fair left a little to be desired.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, why are you wearing a Christmas jumper?
Why not?
Why not? You heard it here first, and Joe's wearing a Christmas jumper. I'm now stuck in a sea of people, Katie, so I'm just going to stay here. Oh, someone laughed. I'm going to put a microphone in her face.
No, thank you.
Apparently, I'm not going to put a microphone in her face. This guy's got glasses on. Why do you wear glasses? Is it for style or do you need them?
Sorry?
Do you wear glasses because it's the style or do you need glasses?
I need glasses.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We really didn't go about recruitment in the right way, did we?
There was definitely room for improvement, particularly from Harry, who didn't really grasp what we were trying to achieve.
You know what, Joe? I almost wish I wasn't a member of URN.
Maybe it has something to do with how rudely he treated some of the other societies who kindly gave up their time for interviews.
when people think of bell ring, they tend to think of people like flying off into the air as the bell rope
no,
kind of goes
that
up
doesn't
down.
Happen, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
I know.
I mean, that's me not interested anymore, I'm afraid.
We didn't really fully comprehend the effect Harry's carnage had had on our recruitment drive until Nick was rudely cut off whilst telling everyone about our first meeting of the year.
Absolutely, our new members meeting is the 4th of October in the Portland Atrium. Hello? Oh, the phone's gone.
Maybe they'd heard about what happens when you do answer our calls.
For example, when we rang Jack at Hallwood for an embarrassing game of library squash. Can you open up the bag for me?
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
OK, what I want you to do first off, you should be able to find a clear plastic cup.
Yeah, got it.
Yep. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to just continually, like, maybe walk around doing it, just crunkle it, like, all the time. Go out to people, just crunkle it.
Right, okay. I'm gonna go into the main section.
It's an easy start, I think.
It's not too bad.
You getting many odd looks? Hello.
I think he's focusing on the
I'm guessing
annoying customer. He does not look happy. Just got wrapped about some study and I'm literally inexplicably scrunching a plastic cup as if just annoyed.
Good. Do you have the bag with you still?
Yeah.
Can you set up camp around that person who has just set up their laptop at the start of the world?
Am I still doing the top?
We can stop now. I think we can move on to the next bit. Okay, if you open up the bag again, you will see a red, blue, yellow and green streamer, I think they're called. You know those things that you get in a party bag?
Yeah.
Absolutely kidding. Are you actually kidding? Oh my god.
No.
Are you joking? Those are so... Oh my god.
If you could please do that. Just take your pick which one you want to use and just...
I'll go for the red one.
Good
strong
choice.
Choice.
Oh god. Okay.
Has anyone looked at you? Okay, maybe move away from him for now then, because this next one is going to be a bit louder.
Oh, please don't say it's a vuvuzela.
It's not. No. We're going to end with a vuvuzela.
Oh,
if you tell me when you're in a good position, mate.
All right. Okay, I'll try and find some people to box. Okay, let's go over here. Let's get this in. Shana's my cameraman, and she's following me.
Nice.
Lots of librarians walking around too. I quite a lot.
Are there any freshers around on the tours?
Not yet, but there is someone studying right now.
Okay, I don't think you're going to like this next one, mate.
Please don't tell me it's the balloon.
There is a balloon in that bag.
Oh, no.
There is also a pen in that bag.
Oh, you are kidding me.
If you could please blow up the balloon.
Oh, my God. Oh my god. This guy is gonna kill me. Alright. This is loud in its own.
Balloon fully inflated? Not quite.
I've got it quite big, so it gets a nice pop on it.
That's what I like to hear. Okay.
It's so loud. I'm not very good at timing, so do you? I wonder if Sean's trying to be good.
Okay. When?
I've had a lot now. It's just so loud. Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. Balloon is shortly tied. Okay, balloon is tied.
It's good. It's ready to go?
Yeah, balloon is ready to go.
Whenever you're ready, mate.
Okay. Oh, my God. That was so much louder than I expected. That was ridiculous. Run, Sean, let's run. All right, I'm moving away from that guy. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's probably better.
Oh, man. Oh, please don't tell me it's the music in the time.
There is only one item left in the bag, and that is the Vuvuzela.
Okay, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to go into the sky lodge because a couple people studying in there.
That is right. That's right at the top of the library, and that is a very quiet area.
We found some people in there.
I mean, if I were you, I'd leave fairly sharpish after you do that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna run.
Okay.
So, all right, I'm getting up to approach these people now, and I'm just gonna full blown go for my Vuvuzela straight at their faces.
If you wouldn't mind, mate.
The problem is, they're quite hard to use. I don't know if I've mastered it yet. So if I go up and just blow it just a mouthful of air, it's going to be
Try and blow a raspberry into it.
Okay, alright, I'll give it a go. We'll give it a go.
Oh, that's brilliant. Still going.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he did such a good job.
I think he definitely deserves a win for that one.
Yeah, but as everyone knows, we're library squash.
You can't really win, because the wall will always win.
Are you sure about that, mate?
Yeah, you don't even seem to agree with yourself.
I'm not sure that's how the game works.
Did I really contradict myself that much?
Yeah.
Well, apparently I do. Welcome Week obviously took its toll on me.
Despite Nick's complaining, Welcome Fair was amazing for all of us involved, and hopefully for you guys too. It went so well, in fact, that many people here at URN got a bit too excited throughout the week.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be fair, if you're getting that excited about Week 1, there's only one thing for it.
I mean, yeah, he needs to be disciplined.
You say that, Nick, but you told everyone what you were playing with that night live on air.
What was that?
My little Brummy twang. Let's get the blood pumping.
How will he do it, you ask?
Got a good arm on me, mate.
Oh, God.
That sounds strenuous. How do you reckon he'll be?
Probably, sweating and panting.
Wait, are you sure that's what he's doing?
Josh is smelling the sock to confirm.
But surely we don't know all of this for sure. Was there someone watching or something?
Yep, I'm just kind of lurking around the corner.
I hate both of you.
Not as much as Perkins hated the Sock Olympics, though.
Who is, in charge of imagination on these? Chosen random Olympic events and then just where? Put sock in it.
Like, mate, you need to calm down,
Our thoughts exactly, Katie.
Yes, and despite being a sour grape about it all, he did pay the price for it later.
That's right. He thought it would be a good idea to ignore the hammer throw judge.
So, just preparing. Perkins is stupidly standing in front of where Josh is throwing.
I think you can all see where this is going.
Yes, Josh, whenever you're ready, we are underway here at the Hammer Throw at the Sock Olympics. Josh to throw first, holding the orange sock. Spins around. Hit
Perkins! Brilliant.
I cannot believe Shana is not here to film this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Gabby got it. Gabby got it on Snapchat. Oh, my God.
Add us on Snapchat, you're on 1350.
Perkins is actually down and out. Oh my God.
Is he okay?
No, he's not. He's crying.
Then came the news that nobody wanted to hear.
We can confirm that James Perkins is alive. When asked about the whole ordeal, it seemed Perkins may well have been slightly concussed by his injuries.
I can't tell you how perfectly he hit me. No, it literally hit me between the eyes. But I can't believe that happened.
And when asked about how he managed to hit James, Josh was less than sympathetic.
I am clueless.
All in all,
I think that's one of the most dramatic Sock Olympics I've ever seen.
Unfortunately, this wasn't the end of Perkins' sorrows for the day, after he thought Katie popped the question live on air.
Yeah, I feel like I've been rejected.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Because I thought I was being asked out to the ball, and now,
oh, James.
Now I'm not.
Well, don't think of it as rejection, because you never really got asked.
True.
I thought I did, though, and I got very excited for a minute.
Aww, I'm somewhat flattered by that.
Got a little studio romance going on.
Maybe next time.
No, it's about
time.
A trombone, that's fine, I'm not bothered.
What a shame. I really thought that they could have been such a strong couple.
Hopefully they can work it out in the long run.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Stay tuned, though, for more comedic escapades, including the lack of professionalism here at URN.
Well, they're broken and we haven't got a bin.
People getting a bit too keen in the studio.
Yeah.
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 And a transparent window into the world of radio.
It seemed like you were making up the game as you went along, is that not correct?
That is exactly what we were doing, yes.
But before all of that, we always like to celebrate a strong week with a cheeky dip in the Big O.
Sometimes, though, we do go a little bit too hard.
Was it you last night who threw the bottle into the crowd from the balcony and it went flipping miles?
Nope. No. Not me.
Yes, it was.
Don't know who that was.
But if it wasn't you, then who was it?
It is me, Jack Newman.
Oh, the mystery's solved.
Despite Ocean being high on the priority list, it doesn't come above the thought we put into our game jingles.
So the jingle for the game goes something like this. Sock or no sock? 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 Just to clarify, there's a jingle to the game. If you know it, join in. I'm sure you all know it now. It's on campus-wide, I'm sure it has. The jingle goes a little bit like this. Sock or no sock?
Very soulful tones there, boys.
Surprisingly, though, these weren't the only dulcet melodies of the week.
I don't know when it's over, when it's over.
You don't know love till it tears up your heart and cuts in it. Leaves you with scars you're still feeling. You don't know love. You don't know love. You say I can do better. Better than someone like you.
I have timing. No idea how close.
Mate, I've actually never
that. That was good timing.
The singing is abysmal.
I think we found our next campus superstar.
Nah.
Thanks, Katie.
It's a shame we've only just discovered you. If you'd got bigger, then maybe you'd have got more respect from everyone.
Yeah, do you want a post-match?
No, not really.
Well, I just thought it'd be important to get the views and opinions of the athletes involved in the event to truly understand the minute details and nuances of the intense sport of sock put.
Like, mate, you need to calm down, like...
Guys, we don't have time to dwell on who said what, as we're coming to the end of our show.
As an extra treat, though, feast your ears on a story of biblical proportions from URN's trip to Sutton Bonington during week one, where not everything went to plan.
Right, we are joined by Matt, who's going to be on air in a couple of minutes' time.
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, Matt? Are you tired?
I'm so tired, and it is all your fault. and we will get to why it is your fault.
Yeah, do you want to enlighten the listeners?
Where do we even begin?
Last night, you may be aware that the uni owns a farm in what can only be described as the most Narnia of places ever.
Yeah, you go through the middle of nowhere to get there.
Well, as you know, you can't fit a car through a wardrobe. And we DJ'd, it was great, smashed it, just saying.
Bookers. Yeah, it was
a very good set.
We charge very, very
reasonably.
Rates. Yeah, get in touch at BCLCDJ. anyway, we finish at 3 a.m, it's all good. Everyone's good. We're going to start actually on this point of the story. The girl who organised the gig.
Oh, God.
Comes up to me and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, thanks so much. Yeah, it was really good. I was like, oh, yeah, good. I'm glad everyone enjoyed. She says, yeah, we just had one person on Twitter. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, one person on Twitter has been posting some pretty mean things were her words. And I was like, who was it? Because I have a feeling I will, whoever it is, I will probably know them. She goes, it's a guy called Callum. I was like, is his Twitter Callum WHU? She goes, yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry. That is the start.
I've since deleted three of them, so I left the
but
best
you,
one.
You were so proud of them last night as well.
The entourage did well last night. So that happened. Then we moved
Dab
to...
Dab Squad was lit, as I put it earlier. There
was, the road between Sutton and Nottingham was closed, and we had to... Dab Squad was lit. Oh, my. I'm like a here right now. And for people that my hand is above my head, I don't want to go up to here, which is slightly higher for those at home. Yeah, so the only road between Sutton and Nottingham... It was closed. The road was closed. And then we called cabs, and one cab makes it. But luckily...
One intrepid explorer.
We give that cab away. We think, we're nice people. We'll give it to the ones that can't hack it, as well, who don't live for the sesh quite like we do. Then this cab goes. Half an hour later, we're starting to think something's pretty suspect here. It's been another half hour. We call... The guy's 5 minutes away. Oh, okay, good. 5 minutes passed. We call 15 again.
15 minutes away.
No, it was five. Then I call again and I'm told it's 15.
Right, here's where the issue is. Right, that's the first
now,
issue.
Now, Callum Scotland to this news goes, well, we should get a discount.
This, oh dear.
This is ludicrous. I want a discount for this cab. I'm not paying full price. To which I say, no, because this cab company has us... I'm not going to say what I said then. Because it just occurred to me, I can't.
You can't say it on air. But they had us in a place that we were up a creek.
They had, like, our genitalia in a vice, effectively. And we had no option other than to just sit. If they'd have charged £2,000 for a cab, we'd have had to pay it. That was the level. And Scotland goes, no, I shall call. I shall acquire us a discount for this ludicrous service. So Scotland picks up the phone, and a couple minutes go by, and I hear the shouting. I hear, through the phone, I hear just the aggravation of, listen to me. To which Callum replies, okay, I'm listening. He goes, no, listen to me. He goes, I'm still listening. After all this happens, the phone just goes dead. And to everyone but Callum, that was game over. But he insisted...
No. Sam backed
well,
me.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Sam Barker in a minute. Because
yeah, we'll
Sam Barker
my issue
has flipped to and fro depending on which way the conversation is going. So, effectively cancelling our cab at what was 5 a.m. at this point. Our cab had now been cancelled because Scotland tried to get us a discount, in quotation marks.
Not even in quotation marks. That was actually what happened.
I for one,
where was Uber? Why didn't you Uber it?
Because there was like one Pokemon Go, two girls on Tinder and no Ubers at Sutton Bonington.
Two girls, really?
But wow, I mean, what? That wasn't the end of the story.
That wasn't the end of the story, no. Because at this, Scotland now takes... At this point, my phone's dead. Sam, your phone
my
is dead.
My phone died.
James Perkins had 9%.
Rest in peace, Perkins. His phone was dead. It just... Scotland was the only one with a phone and now it was on him to sort a cab. And he does, to his credit, sort a cab. For 45 minutes into the future from that current moment in time.
Which was about 5 p.m.
Now, a frosty evening on Sutton Bonington. Sorry, a frosty morning on Sutton Bonington.
It was so cold this morning.
It was so cold, exactly. So what we did...
Oh, sorry, 9 degrees.
...is we found our way into what can only be described as the reception of Sutton Bonington campus. Curled upon the floor... And had to sleep.
This waited for time to go by.
On a staircase as well.
On a staircase. We discovered it was... The higher up we went, the warmer it was. So we climbed up a staircase and just passed out on the floor.
I had to stay awake to make sure...
You did.
Also, do you not remember he, Callum... Went, oh God, he woke all of us up because the three of us had fallen asleep and he hadn't, and he woke all of us up and he went, oh guys, the cab's here, the cab's outside. So we got up and we were like, oh,
we all run outside, like, run outside. Oh, we're getting home, the Domino's.
Nothing there, there's no car, there's no cab outside. And then what happened, Callum? Where had the cab gone? Do you remember?
No.
Do you not remember this bit? Lenton, you sent the cab to Clay's house in
Lenton. No.
They had gone to 44 Allington Avenue.
In Lenton. So far away from Sutton Bonington.
No, that was about 35 minutes before that. I called a cab and then it was like, your cab has been... they sent me a text saying your cab's been dispatched to 94 Allington Avenue and I was like...
Well, no, essentially that's not what's
happening here. So I had to call them and get them to redirect it to Sutton Bonington, which was like 45 minutes out of the guy's way. But then he eventually turned up at about 5:45 in the morning. And he comes in like a white knight, this guy was. We got in the cab and I was like, can you whack the heater up to full? So he whacked all the heaters to high and I could see him like suffering under the heat in his car.
As we were just bathing.
We were like bathing in the heat, but Matt was still having a go at me. Perkins was falling asleep. Sam was still trying to decide which side of the argument he was on. And I was sitting there and the driver was just like, guys, can't we all be friends and just turn capital up to full to drown us out? So then eventually we get home. I think it was about 6:05 when we walked in our front door. So me and Sam got home. Matt joined us on
because
the sofa.
I, for some reason, bought into this whole pizza scheme, not realising that it would just add half an hour to my night. So I buy into this pizza, then the pizza arrives 20 minutes after that. So at what time? We're at 6:30 now, pizza arrives. I eat half of it, leave half. I actually ate all but two slices.
There's a quarter of it in the fridge want it.
I'll come get it later.
What I really loved though was Perkins at this point, all 6'5" of him was curled up on one of the sofas, snoring, as you put it earlier, Callum, like a Concorde.
Honestly, it was ridiculous.
And then the pizza came in, and he was like his own hamster. He was like, food. Food. His eyes perked up. He grabbed his box, cuddled it, and then just sat there, like still curled up in a ball on the sofa, half asleep, just like gnawing at the pizza.
At the pizza is exactly right. Yeah.
So yeah, that was your end take, Sutton Bonington.
I think Sutton Bonington took more from us than we did from it, Matt.
But I can't believe that happened.
Me neither, Perkins. Me neither.
What a way to finish, feeling not so fresh.
I know. I can't believe we managed to fit it all into 45 minutes.
Solid effort, guys. Hopefully you've enjoyed this as much as we have.
We'll leave you with a very hungover Callum who had a bit of an identity crisis following Taxigate.
This last song before we hand over to you, Matt, is how I feel about the situation. I've never been Sam. I've only ever been Callum. No, you've been Sam.
I've tried to be Sam.
I've been Callum. This has been daytime.
With
this
Sam, it depends carnage. On what side the argument's going. Yeah.
He's sometimes Sam when it suits him. Yeah. Matt, this is my song to you for last night. This is Justin Bieber and Sorry on URN.
And that was Feeling Not So Fresh.
Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Hope you have a great year.
And stay tuned to URN for your music, your news and your student sound.
University.
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 University. University. This is
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Okay, have they gone? I think they've gone. Yeah.